In this episode, we discuss face readings. We look at its roots in Chinese medicine and discuss some of the most popular face reading charts and methods. What does that mole say about you? How about your lip shape? Where do you get breakouts? We look at all that and more.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
I think we have I'm gonna jinx it, but like a short, light little episode for everyone. I think maybe everyone just needs it. We're coming into like the holidays. Like there's just a lot going on.
There's a world war brewing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Met a couple of them.
We always say it's going to be a short episode, but usually.
Yeah. And I famously behind the scenes tell Jamie every time, like, I don't think I have enough for this episode. It's not going to be long enough. And there's no long enough. Like that's just made up in my head.
It is.
And then it's always a little over an hour, like no matter what I do.
So. No, and I try to say like, I think maybe the listeners might like a half an hour episode.
Right. And you know what? The episode is as long as it needs to be. That's intuition. Exactly. So we're going to talk about face reading today, which one of our listeners had this idea. It was a great idea and wrote in and asked us to do it. And I love it. It's very fascinating. I had it done one time.
Have you?
Sort of unofficially. At like one of those like psychic fairs.
Oh.
This will surprise you zero amounts. They were like, I need a random person to show this to. And I was like plucked from the crowd.
Of course. They're like you, the blonde hair.
Always. It's always. Always. If I put a raffle in, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining. It's just sometimes embarrassing. But it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll dealt with it for a while. So I had it done and it was very inaccurate.
Was it?
Yeah. But since that time, no, also this is a poor person in front of everyone in 2 minutes trying to show.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did their best.
Yeah.
But so I sort of had like this like feeling about it. But then once I was more into like acupuncture and understanding Chinese medicine a little bit more, then I was like, oh, this is like really cool and legit.
Yeah, so, agreed.
Okay. This comes from Chinese medicine. Now, it spread like so many things back in our pagan times, right? So you'll find it in like Japan, Korea, and there's also like a lot of Indian face reading stuff you'll see, and it's all slightly different.
Okay.
I'm going to be kind of general because here's what you should do. You should go to someone who's certified in it and have them give you a face reading.
That's what we always say. Go to a professional. Pay someone.
Yeah, and like you can Google all kinds of cool charts. I tried uploading my face for one of those like apps that gives you a face reading and I couldn't get any of them to work. I probably just like scanned my face for some like weird government thing.
I was going to say,
I'm already on AI. All the lists, so I'm like not really too worried about it. But there's
they
like
just slid it into your file.
Yeah, now there's like an AI version of me talking. But yeah, okay. So I would say look into that stuff. It's fun. I'll tell you a few charts that you can look up and I'm going to tell you about a couple of them. But actually go have someone do it. And if you ever go and have like acupuncture, which you and I are both fans of, they're going to use points on your face to correspond with different organs and stuff. So it's really not that out there. Like that's a big part of Chinese medicine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So the date of when this came about, when face reading started, I found so many different sources and I couldn't really confirm.
Okay.
So what I'm just going to say is that I know it was more than 2,600 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. So it was a really long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. And again, it's like different people say different things. There's like lots of arguments about when it started.
Interesting.
There's like this will shock you too, Jay. There's a few different people claiming to be the fathers of it. That creates a bit of a problem.
Right.
Here. Okay. But it's also become very popular now. Like it's popular in China now, but it's now popular in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's had a few waves. And right now it's because of like beauty influencers on YouTube, because they're sort of like, maybe they're helping you do your makeup, but then they're also telling you, oh, like, do you have a skin issue here and what this could mean to help you clear it? So
I love stuff like that.
It's kind of a cool crossover bringing that in.
Yep.
And from what I could find, I looked through a little bit. I didn't find anything that felt like icky cultural appropriation to me.
Okay.
I'm sure that exists, but yeah. I'm just saying if you're doing that stuff, make sure you're like understanding the culture you're borrowing from, especially if you're like using it to make money when you're talking on the video.
Yes.
Just have like a bit of knowledge of
100%.
That. 100%. Yeah. There's lots and lots of different things you can do with face readings. I think people just sort of, at least in America, think like, well, if I have a breakout here, what does that mean? And that is part of it. But it's a tool to diagnose health issues very early. But it also can tell you personality traits and ages that significant things are going to happen to you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So very cool. So when you're doing this, I want to tell everybody before they go any further in the episode, in case for some reason they pause and go Google some of these things, that in Asian culture, when you're calculating your age for if you're American or you're not a part of Asian culture, you need to add a year.
Oh, because they start at one.
Yeah. So in the womb, is your first year of life.
Which makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
Your first year.
I mean, I've also heard that used against women having abortions because it's like, well, it's your first year of life and you're like...
Oh,
so
no.
We don't support it way. No. That side of that argument. That's a big, fun that. One that people use. But
yeah.
Just when you're, so when you're like, oh, let me look at what that age means. Like, why is that age coming up?
Just bump it so it's accurate.
Add 1 year and that's what it actually is.
Yep.
Okay. One thing that I think is cool is like moles or freckles or any kind of marks or scars on your face are red.
Oh.
So, for an example, a very famous one is the Abraham Lincoln one. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So Abraham Lincoln had a mole on the right side of his face that corresponds to the area for age 57.
Uh-oh.
So in Chinese years, he was assassinated at age 57.
Wow.
So don't panic. Like I have mole, like a mole here, we're here. Like it doesn't mean you're going to die at that age. It just means there's some significant thing that's going to happen to you at that age.
Interesting.
So it really, in that way, reminds me of like a palm reading.
Yeah.
You know, like it's cool. So you can read all kinds of things.
But it also is like medicine. Like what like you said, the only way that I have used it is like for like acne and stuff on my face.
Right.
And you can Google those and they'll tell you what like acne means in different parts.
Yes.
Shocker. Mine were always in like the hormonal zones.
Yeah, me too. And the stomach zones.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, like just that little simple act or even just redness.
Right.
Why do I have redness here today?
Right.
Like what organ is that connected to?
Well, like when I look back at photos of myself and I see I had like spots down like on my chin or whatever, I'm like, this is where it all began.
Yes.
And I didn't know.
And hey, can you imagine if like doctors just like learned a little bit about this stuff and were like,
integrate it into their practice.
Yeah, you don't have to just believe it, but you could go, let me just see, maybe there is a hormone issue. Maybe I could use this as a further diagnostic tool.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Cool. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
I mean, I've gone into my acupuncturist and she's been like,
hey,
side's a little red over here. Like what's going on with like this part of your body? And I'm like,
she's good.
Some things. Yeah, right. But she studied Chinese medicine. She did, so she understands and knows that, right?
Yep.
There's also the idea that you change parts of yourself, like your features also change.
Oh.
So I find that really interesting.
That is interesting.
So, I mean, obviously as you age, your features change.
Correct.
But like if you go through like a difficult thing or you like up level with money or like, and I'm going to tell you about the different houses. There's 12 houses on the face, sort of like the 12 houses in astrology. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what those are, but like that part of your face can change.
Okay.
Have you ever looked at someone and been like, you have up-leveled and like you're glowing and shining and something's different and it's not dramatic enough that I can name it, but you look very different and not just because they lost weight or something.
No,
like you literally can see it.
Yeah.
So people trained in this can spot it in a second.
That's interesting.
There were also some like kind of controversial figures, mainly because a lot of them were white men using this and not crediting anything to do with Chinese culture.
Right.
Shocker. That never happens in history.
Exactly.
I feel like every episode, we talk about this. Mm-hmm. But who were just kind of like well known for being able to just look at someone in almost like a shamanistic way and be like, oh, you're dehydrated or oh, you have something going on in your right kidney or like whatever.
Right,
yeah. So Very cool. And a lot of them have books that you can read. So you can just Google that. I didn't want to shout anyone else specifically because there was like some strange things. But I would say look at the people who were in China.
Yes.
Spreading that and like maybe start get there. Their book translated. Yeah. Just think it's a good idea. So like I said, this spread through so many different cultures and it's used in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Something I thought was cool is that it's also reflected in body language work.
I was going to say, this is kind of right up your alley.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. And it's speculated. I couldn't prove this. I mean, you can hardly ever prove stuff like this, that intelligence agencies use face reading.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they didn't. Yeah, I mean, we know they use remote viewing, so I don't think face reading is a stretch.
True.
And, you know, we know that they use body language.
Yeah.
You know, I got my training from someone who was in intelligence. So, like, you know that, like, they're already studying that part. It seems like silly if they didn't take the rest.
Like go into the specifics of the face or whatever.
And you know, like the Chinese government is. So, you know, the American government's going to be like, well, we have to too. Right. We can't have something that we don't know. Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. So also your face shape connects to the five elements in Chinese medicine.
Okay.
So the five elements are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Mm-hmm. But somebody who is trained in this will look at your face and be like, oh, you're a metal or you're a water, just based on like the shape of like your entire face. Okay. Mm-hmm. So like, I think the circular one is water, which was definitely me.
Yeah.
So interesting too. And then you can read about that element. And oftentimes just based on that, someone giving you a face reading will be like, you need to... if it's water, you would probably have to do more fire stuff, right? Like you would
balance.
Find the balance in your chi based on that. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Just your face shape.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So again, it's not just for acne, but any lines on your face, even as you age, redness, any kind of mark, the size of a feature are also red. So like how big your nose is, how big your lips are, the location of your ears on your face, like all of this stuff. And then they of course connect to emotions as well as organs, because we know each organ holds its own frequency that connects to an emotion.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
Okay, so I want to go through tell you about two of the ways that you can face map with two different maps.
Okay.
But I want to tell you that you can Google and literally find hundreds and hundreds of maps. Like I found so many. I found very specific just for lip shape. Stuff for like your personality, stuff for this, stuff. Like there's so many.
Well, this is why you want to go to a professional.
That's what I mean. There's almost too many. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm looking and there's like a lot of stuff from like Dr. X. And I'm like, I don't know how well researched you are. You know, so I would say at the very least, learn or get a book about it and then maybe play around with the charts, but from someone who studies it, who wrote about it, because like I said, I feel like there's almost too many. So I took two classic ones and I'm going to tell you about them. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and do
it.
We'll be right back after this short break. You know what goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
All right, Heather, I'm going to play us a TikTok.
Nice.
For the people to hear rather than me trying to summarize it. But
okay.
I sent it to you. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's about this. I've seen it. It's this trend that's slowly creeping into social media.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm like instantly like red flagging it, but I don't know how many people are. So this for me is my like, we are not obsessed with this.
We're obsessed with taking this down. I just figured out what you sent me. I didn't think I had seen it, but I think I know which one you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's called the trad wife.
Yeah.
Trend, which is traditional. Trad is short for traditional.
Yeah.
So it's like traditional wife trend.
Which and this even is just the warning. Name ticks me off, but yeah.
Correct. So like, usually, sometimes we talk about things we're obsessed with personally, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm using this segment as an opportunity to be like, hey.
We're obsessed with shouting out that this needs to stop.
But rather than just like me re-summarizing what she said, I'm just going to play a little bit of it and then we can chat.
Sounds good.
With Trad Wife content, it's this performance, idealized, whitewashed, literal and figurative version of femininity. And look, we could write this off as harmless nostalgia. We could say it's just content creators doing what they do, going for the aesthetics. And getting likes and views from controversy. Or maybe it's just celebrating motherhood. But if that's the case, why is conservative billionaire Peter Thiel funding a magazine to promote this ideology? What I think it's really about is shifting the Overton window. The Overton window is a model for talking about how social acceptability of an issue drives whether politicians are willing to enact it as policy. The trad wife of it all combines with the wellness to right wing pipeline and biblical conservatism and all of these things which are pushing women more and more towards the belief that birth control is bad. So that when politicians want to make contraception illegal, when they're using that test case to overturn Griswold, there is a portion of women who are excited and willing to defend it. Not everybody.
Okay, I'll end it there. We can post this, but...
Mm-hmm. I have so many problems with it. So many.
And I just want to start by saying that, like, when you first start, you'll know this. Once, now that we've said this, now that we've flagged it for you, you're going to start seeing it.
You're going to clock it a lot.
You're going to be like, oh. And there's a part of me when I first see things like that, that I'm like, you're a feminist, Jamie. Women can be women however they want to be women.
This is the thing. This right here. This right here is the part that gets me.
Yeah.
Because this, what you're saying, is the argument against feminism all the time.
Right.
And it drives me crazy because feminism... is fighting for you to decide as a woman how your life gets to be.
Right.
So if you want to be the quote unquote traditional wife and stay home and raise your children and all that stuff, feminism helps you be able to do that.
Right.
And if you don't want to do that or you're not as privileged to be able to do that, it also helps you with that.
Right.
Feminism is so that you can decide. The anti-feminist stuff is always like, oh, you have to be working and emasculating a man. And I'm like, what?
Right.
Where does that come from? I mean, I know where it comes
from. Right, exactly.
But continue. I'm sorry.
But just, well, and first we need to look at, like, define for me, like, trad. Like, define for me traditional, because that actually isn't traditional.
No, that's like 1950s.
It's the 50s, like she said, whitewashed. It's like what white women were told they had to be to be a good wife and a good mother.
Right.
So it's actually not super traditional.
No.
But you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever wife you want. You can have as many kids as you want. You can do whatever you want. But then when you take that and weaponize it to start changing laws, and like she said, there's a billionaire who's behind a magazine promoting this type of like lifestyle, we've got big problems.
I always say I was raised by a homemaker. She didn't work until I was in high school, my mother.
Yep.
You know my mother.
Yeah.
Like, Martha Stewart, bow down. Like, I come from a long line of women like that. It didn't continue with me, unfortunately.
No, that's not true.
Well, not to the same degree. Not to the same degree. But I was also the same woman was an extreme feminist. Like, she's a feminist. Yes. So, like, the idea, it's again the polarization, right? Of, like, you can't be a feminist and that. Like, that drives me crazy because I'm like, I was raised by the epitome of the, like, showing you that can't be. Mm-hmm. But I think the even bigger issue here is, like, we have to make sure what we're paying attention to what we're being influenced by on social media. And, like, once the religious folks go, okay, TikTok's not evil now. Mm-hmm. Now get on it and use it to bring people to our side.
Correct.
Okay, that's weird, but okay. But then when you really look at how there's such a problem with separation of church and state right now, that, like, you're actually now trying to take you're not just trying to, like, spread your beliefs life, and your life. You're actually trying to take away 100%. My rights.
Right.
So that's so dangerous and it's so sneaky.
And that's what I think the reason, I wanted everyone to know about this so they can be aware of it, but I think it's a really good example of how we always talk about how insidious the patriarchy is and how it's both big and small. Like, the patriarchy is like literal systems that are put in place in this country. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we could go into that for hours, but it's like big things. It's big structures, big systems, big ideologies.
Right.
But it's also these very small things that are creeping onto your phones, creeping into your social media that you're hearing and seeing and not realizing. And that's the problem. That's the danger of the patriarchy, is it's literally everywhere. And it's like, it's embedded in our society.
It's almost like the sneaky ones give me more of a bellyache.
Right.
Because they're so much harder to counteract or to fight. Right. Or, like, you know, maybe you're watching a TikTok for a little while and you don't realize. Like, remember when we did the episode on the 7M cult, the TikTok cult? Right. And it's like, just so you guys know, these dancers are funding, like, a really sketchy evangelical church.
Radical
so, like, church. Be careful. Mm-hmm. Watch the dancing.
Right.
Fine. But, like, be careful and know what's behind what you're watching. And I feel like it's sort of the same thing here. Like, you just need to be informed of what's coming at you and what how they're trying to manipulate you.
And don't forget that your views turn into money.
Yes.
So, like, when you're watching this, even if you're like, oh, I'm not a trad wife, like, I'll whatever, but I just think the aesthetic is pretty. It's like cottage core. It's whatever it is. Those views turn into money for them that they're then funneling into the church. They're funneling into this magazine.
Yeah.
And then we are literally having our rights taken away.
Yes, exactly. And, so, you know, the more you're watching that, the more they're going to make similar, oh, that works.
Right. And then your algorithm is picking up on it. Yeah. Then you're getting more of that content. Then you're getting more money.
And there's so many creators on TikTok that, like, if you like that aesthetic, go find the one that's not funded that way, that's not a trad wife thing. Like, there's plenty. Like, it's lazy to just be like, well, I'm just gonna stay here because I like how this looks.
True. And also, like, there's been a lot of these women who have been sort of uncovered, like, you know, they're like, they have their kids running around and they're just like quietly there was one this summer that went viral because I forget what she was making. Something with, like, I think she was making, like, a tomato sauce or something like that. And then it came out that they were literally, like, multimillionaires. Their home, like, the stove she was cooking on was literally, like, a $25,000 stove.
Right.
And she's trying to come off as, like, accessible. Yeah. Right, exactly. Like, you too can be like me. But it's like,
no, you can't.
It's so yucky.
It is yucky. It gives me Duggar vibes.
Yes.
Like, we all watched that show. Yeah.
That was like, the Duggars were like
the extreme.
And you didn't relate to, like, the aesthetic of them.
No, but you would see her running this household seemingly effortlessly and never raising her voice and, like, and, like, talking in that little girl voice and all the kids just always wanted to pitch in and help. And there was something about that you were like, that's so sweet. Yeah. And then, like, now you're looking, you're like,
oh, they were abused.
Oh, that's just so not real. Right. So, like, just keep that in your mind.
Yeah. So consider this our red flag about the whole trad wife trend. Be whatever wife you want, but don't fall for that radical, fundamental
And once pipeline. You know, like now that you've heard this, you'll see it very easily.
Yeah.
Like, of course, not everyone who's like, look at me at home with my kids is that.
No.
But you'll see it. And I swear to God, all the women look exactly the same anyway. So
all
you'll.
All white ladies.
Well, yeah, but I mean like exactly.
Yeah.
I think they all go to the same hairdresser.
The same church.
Well, yeah, that's true. All right. So I want to tell everyone about the map of the, we're going to talk about three maps, but the mm-hmm. first one I want to talk about is the one that relates to the organs.
Yeah.
So we can post these, but it's literally very easy to just Google.
Yeah.
I think that might be easier for everybody,
yeah.
But I'm just going to give you a quick walkthrough, and Jay, I'm going to have it so you can see it too, okay. So that you can help me explain. But if you start at this top center of your forehead, that's your small intestine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a cut there, a big freckle, you got something going, like you got like a big pimple coming out there, maybe look there, maybe something's going on there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, like above your eyebrows, is the bladder.
Okay
now I every once in a while will have like a million breakouts here.
Oh really?
And I never knew why until I looked at this and I was like,
that's incredible.
What's going on, bladder?
Wow.
Okay, on your eyebrows, literally right at the eyebrow. You see that? It's like right above, like right on,
mm-hmm.
is the heart.
Interesting.
Yeah. Liver is like right in between your eyes.
Yep.
All right, like that little spot there. Underneath your eyes, like where the bags are the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
I have bags there. I shouldn't say everybody does. You don't have any bags there. I do. Okay. Then if you go to the outside of your eyes, like almost to, almost to your hairline, is the gallbladder.
I get like a rash there every once in a while.
I do too, and I definitely have gallbladder issues.
Shit.
Yeah. Okay, so back to right under your eyes, like the bag area is the kidneys, but then when you go under that again, that's the stomach.
Like the apple of your cheek.
Yes, yeah. I always have redness there, which makes sense. I have all kinds of tum issues.
Me too. Oh man.
Then the pancreas is right across the bridge of your nose.
Okay.
Okay. A very common place, I feel like, to get like a random like which pimple, you know,
yeah,
the ones that
or like
come on.
Yeah, like clogged pores.
Okay, then like if you had a mustache,
yep,
that's also your heart. Okay, so you had the eyebrows and then right there. Okay, now where those, I have lines here. Kind of, I think everyone sort of does around your mouth.
You're
like
supposed to have lines there, everybody. By the way,
oh yeah. You were so your mouth can move.
Yeah,
That's the large intestine.
Okay.
Then if you go outside of that, like, so the large intestine is like the lines next to your mouth, but then you go outside of that on both sides.
What would be like your jowl?
Jowls.
It's a weird word, but jowls.
Yeah, like right above the jawline. Yeah. That's your lungs. And then your chin is your pelvic organs. And like you said earlier, you used to get a lot of breakouts on your chin, hormonal stuff, pelvic organs.
It sits in there.
All makes sense.
Totally.
Okay. Yeah. So Google it and have that. But that's what you also see a lot. Like that's what the YouTube beauty influencers are talking about, which is great and very helpful. I'm a fan. Okay. The other one that I think is cool that you can Google is it's called the 100-year face map. So it's like all these different ages are all across your face. So you can Google it. I don't have it to describe because it's like there's 100 years on it.
Yeah.
And there's also a few different variations of it. Yeah. But it's interesting. Like I have a mole like right over next to my eye. And I don't remember the age. I think it's like 33 or something. And I was like, I don't, probably something happened. And like a freckle on my lip. And I'm like, probably something happened. Like, I don't remember.
Yeah, that would make sense.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm sure there was something that happened. Yeah. But interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But again, if you went to someone who did a reading, they would be able to tell you more about it.
Yeah.
You know,
I have a little mole right here.
Yeah, well, interesting. We'll have to see what age that corresponds to. Okay, so then the one I want to tell you a little bit more about is the one that I didn't really know this existed, and this is the one that is very connected to astrology, in my opinion.
Okay.
12 houses.
Right.
It's also called the 12 palaces of the face.
Cool.
It differs a little bit in men and women, but I'm going to try to just give you the general. The general.
Okay.
But it, again, if you went and got this professionally done and you're like, wait, this is a little different than what Heather said, it's probably because they've specified it based on your gender.
Correct.
And they're right.
And they're professionals.
Yeah.
Right.
And go with what they say.
Exactly.
So, all right. I also have a nice picture for you to look at here.
Oh, yeah.
But these pictures correspond to the houses.
Okay.
So the first house is called the life house, which when I was doing this, I then had the band Lifehouse.
I was just going to say.
Hang by a Moment stuck in my head entire time I was researching. So I hope you all have it stuck in your head too, because I had to.
Yeah.
So go listen to
that. That was my first thought.
I mean, it's a jam.
It is.
Okay. So this is like the space between your eyebrows. You see the one here, Jamie? Okay. Yeah. So this, because this is your whole life house, it tells somebody experienced in this the general ups and downs of a person's experience in life.
Okay.
This little area is going to
tell
them that.
Like, small.
Yeah.
There's not a lot happening there.
You're no, right. But there's a lot of information there.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So a broad space there is more desirable.
Oh.
I do not have a very broad space. I don't have a very broad anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to get a face reading.
I do too. Okay. All right. The second house is the career house. Now, do you see the two here? So now, like if you're at the space between your eyes, now you're kind of
like
in
your third eye.
Yeah, your third eye. You're in the center of your forehead. And this is the career house.
Okay.
So it is sort of like a vertical space here that they're looking at. Okay. So this is insight into the best path to take in your career.
Okay.
And it's also like, it's not like you have one face reading and they're like, okay, this is it. Like, let's say you need some career advice. You want to go in currently to see what's going on in that area to know what to do at that current moment.
Gotcha.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
So a high forehead is more desirable here, even including a like receding hairline is a sign of like good career stuff.
Huh.
The only thing I think of when I read that was like all those like white men with like the receding hairlines that are like CEOs of things.
Exactly.
That's Bezos is bald, I think, right? So he's like no hairline.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay. Your third house is your wealth house. So here you can see it's like right at the bridge of your nose.
Okay.
All right. So this is the wider the nostrils, the more avenues for revenue.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, if your nostrils can be seen from the front, like you can like see up your nostrils a lot, you're considered less protected. Like people are more able to take your money.
Wow.
Whereas the more closed, the more protected.
Wow. That's
so cool. I would say in this case, more of a balanced nose would be better. Maybe big, but like not huge
not
holes.
Too vulnerable. Right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Your assets house is number four. And so that is the space between your eyebrows and your eyes, like your upper eyelids. And these features can tell the type of house a person is most suited to live in.
Hmm. Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I want to know what kind of house I'm most suited to live in. I mean, I think I'm in it, but
this
I would
one.
Like to know.
Exactly.
More.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And also, again, that can change, right? So if you're like thinking of moving, make sure you go find out about your fourth house and your face. Okay. The fifth house is the sickness house or the health house. It's referred to as the sickness house, but I think some people try to make it sound a little better.
Yeah.
This is the front like bridge of your nose.
Okay.
I think you can see it here, the five. So this is like laughter lines here indicate reoccurring health problems.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think of, you know how Steve Harvey has that like weird line right here, like a few people have that, like,
like
I wonder,
it's like a crease.
I wonder what that means.
Man, probably something about that.
Yeah. Okay. Your sixth house is your romance house, and it's on the outside of your eyes to your hairline. That's your romance house. Yeah. So all kinds of different opinions. Also, all kinds of like misogyny in the original name of this house.
What?
In China, it was like the concubine something, and it was all based on men's reaction to women.
Right.
Yeah, but they've since remodeled it to the romance house.
Okay.
But interesting. Definitely have a professional tell you about this one because it's all over the place.
Right.
Your seventh house is your children's house, and ironically / not ironically, it's the eye bags. The bags under the eyes.
Huh.
Okay. So it's how your relationship with your children is currently going.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking like all those sleepless nights. You're like, well, those bags are telling me you have teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
Your eighth house is the servant house. So this is like your lower cheek to chin area.
Okay.
Hired help, employees, caregivers, friends helping you, anything like that is represented in this house.
Okay.
And wrinkles here can indicate incompetence in employees. Wow. So it's not like that you're not being a good boss or you're not being a good employee. It's like the people who are working underneath you
aren't great.
Aren't great. How does your face know that?
I don't know.
I love it. I love it. Okay. The ninth one is the parent house.
Okay.
So this is like the forehead. The left side is the father and the right side is the mother.
Okay.
I mean, I'm looking at your forehead. I don't see anything crazy going on there. It looks pretty balanced. I know. I thought maybe the loss of your parents would be written in your forehead somewhere. Like, you know,
sure it is.
Like two little horns or something sticking out. But a professional would probably spot it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You're an orphan.
Yeah. Ooh, I can tell by your forehead you are an orphan. Yeah. The 10th house is the sibling house or the sibling palace. This is the eyebrow area. Left for brother, right for sister. I don't know. Do I have a lot going on the left? I don't have a sister, but I have a brother.
Yep.
So let's say, for example, your left eyebrow hairs, like they go in different directions. The person reading your face would know there was conflict in your relationship with your brother.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Okay. The 11th house is the travel house or the travel palace. Mm-hmm. So this is like upper forehead near your temples, like kind of just below them.
Oh, yeah.
And this is positive or negative impact on that travel will have on your life.
Cool.
And it's obviously different every time you travel. So right. You basically need to employ your own face reader to like perfect. Every day give you a scan.
In-house.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure there's lots of people willing to do that. Your 12th house is the blessings house. This is directly above your eyebrows. This is your outlook on life. I read that if you have like those protruding bones in the forehead, that it represents stubbornness. And I would like to say that I do have a little bit of a protruding. Yeah, I mean, look at the eyes are set in and then these protrude out.
Yeah. Interesting.
I am very stubborn. I have a lot of Taurus in my chart, so it's not my fault. So those are the 12 palaces or the 12 houses, which I think are very, very cool.
Yeah.
And again, get a book on it, but get a reading.
But even just talking about how the first map was saying that right here is organs, and then the next one saying it's this palace, like...
Yeah.
Get someone to help you integrate all that information.
Yeah, because you know they all connect and they all make sense that the organ and the age and the this and the that like all connect to each other. And like obviously like the mark on your face in that area is going to maybe connect you to what kind of event.
Exactly.
Yeah, someone who's versed in all of this can just know that by looking at your face.
Yeah.
And maybe don't do the thing I did when you scan your face and upload it to a like mysterious app that never works. Or
sign your rights over to some foreign country. You know what I mean?
There'll be some like AI podcast of my face and voice that's like
your face is going to be like patriarchy. On a bus in like China somewhere.
All right. I mean, fine. Weirder things have happened. Right. Okay. I think a couple of just points I wanted to bring up that I thought were interesting is... In Chinese medicine, if you had a sudden change, like an injury to an area of your face, it would be considered like something that's really going to change your life and your health.
Really?
Okay. So like if you got like a cut or a scar or like a black eye or something, like that's going to have a big impact on your path.
Wow. Interesting.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it is interesting when you think about it.
There's also some very interesting articles you can read, and they're not really based in any kind of fact. They're just sort of debating whether having cosmetic surgery on your face alters this kind of stuff. Like, are you now altering, like, if you make your nose really small, are you, like, affecting your wealth house?
Yeah.
Your relationship with people?
I mean, theoretically, yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. Like, and is it based on the new one or the old one? Or did you feel drawn to make that change because you're making that change in your life? So you want your features to reflect it. Like, very cool when you think in that direction.
Yeah.
If you were going to have anything done to your face, what would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like my face.
I like your face too. I feel like every woman, though, has, like, a thing where they're, like, hey, you could have a free anything you want done to your face. Like, what would it be?
I mean, I'm probably going to need these, like, 11s adjusted. 11s.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have, like the my eyes are starting to disappear into my head. I think I would have this, like, lifted up just so my eyes are a little bit wider again. But a lot of interesting stuff, like, well, whatever you're drawn to, like, whatever part of your face you're not a huge fan of, is also, like, pointing you to a part in your life where maybe you need some healing, whether it's, like, the organ or what that house represents.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, don't just take it as this acne says I have a small intestine issue. I mean, do that.
Do that, right.
But also, like, think about these things. Like, what parts of your face are you the most insecure about?
Yeah, and when you go back to the plastic surgery part, like, when you think about women and, like, I mean, I think of the housewives.
Well, how could you not?
See some other episodes. We don't have a housewives episode, but we've mentioned them.
We have a whole obsessed on Lisa Vanderpump.
I love Lisa. But if you think about, like, the sort of extreme versions of those women who, like, do, like, a lot of work on their faces.
Right.
It's almost like, are you resisting, I mean, obviously you're resisting aging,
right?
But are you resisting internally, like, the growth?
Ooh.
Like, you're trying to keep everything looking the same.
Yeah.
Like, there's no change, there's no evolution.
Yeah.
It's just like,
And then, I mean, I've always found the plastic surgery, I was going to call it argument, but I don't know that's an argument. The idea of it interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, on the one hand, there's the, like, well, you're not accepting yourself and your own unique beauty, and like, you're trying to meet a different standard and like, all of that on there. But then there's the other part of it that's like, it's really hard to like the way you look. So if you could do something to make yourself feel better, then you should do it. So again, there isn't a right or a wrong here. It's just like,
no,
I bet both of those energies play a part in that process for you and like what happens if you alter your face.
Definitely. I mean, we've had this discussion before, like privately, but like, if you could get plastic surgery, or even like, I know women who get Botox because it literally just makes them feel better.
It's like a self-care thing.
Like, if you can do that without like the dysmorphia running the show, that's when it's a problem. Is it like when it's not really coming from like a good place inside of you? It's more like your fear is taking over.
Are you saying that, like everything, it's a spectrum?
Exactly.
And you just have to be careful not to fall to the darker, better, harder parts of it.
Right, don't go too far. Yeah. Exactly.
I think if, I mean, honestly, like, I had braces. So, like,
exactly.
Imagine if I was then like, you shouldn't have plastic surgery to alter your appearance. Well, I altered my teeth.
I did too.
I mean, it didn't work very well, but I tried. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it, well, I dyed my hair sometimes, or I cut my hair. Like, that's changed. Like, there's like, not really a line.
Exactly.
So
it's
I think
it's like what the motivation is.
That's, I think, to your point before, it's sort of like, what's the motivation? What's the intention?
Right.
Why are you doing it? Are you doing it so that other people will like you, or because like, aging is not acceptable in this society?
Or like, you can't sit in your body like the way it is because you feel so unsafe in your body that you have to change it. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
But like, if it's because it just makes you feel better, like you get some Botox, you have fillers, whatever, it makes
then
you feel a little
high
better.
Fucking five.
Go for it.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely do that. Yeah. It's really hard to exist in a body.
In this country, in this the year of our year of Barbie, the Barbie movie.
Oh, I got my Barbie pink on today.
Do, exactly. The year of the Barbie movie. I mean, it's so hard.
Yeah. So, I mean, we did an episode on, is it, you know, brave to not wear makeup? It sort of reminds me of that. Like, it's kind of part of that issue. But
I
think it's really interesting to look at this stuff and to just have another tool in your toolbox.
This adds a whole, like, very interesting layer to that.
I agree. I feel like I'm going to be staring at people's faces a lot more in a different way. Instead of just trying to read their like micro expressions, which is what I'm usually doing, I'll also try to
I wonder
what that mole on your face means over in that quadrant. I'm going to have to go look it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
So, but I'm going to say it one more time. Pay someone who's certified in this to give you a reading. And if you find someone good, or you've done it before, or you do it, message us, because we both want a reading.
Yeah.
So
I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah. All right. I think we need coffee, and while we're drinking coffee, we can stare at people's faces around us and decide what we think it means.
It's not weird at all.
Not at all.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode, or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe,
like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.